97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio. Kim on a whim.
Kim on a Whim is proudly brought to you by Missouri Brush Control. Enjoy your land the way you've always dreamed of. Learn more at MissouriBrushControl.com.
Well, if you were on X, Twitter, whatever you want to call it these days, you may have seen that Boycott Coca-Cola was trending.
I saw that just yesterday for the first time.
Well, you want to know why it's trending, Mark Cox?
Because they won't put cocaine back in the Coke. I told them that's the answer to increasing your sales.
Well, that might be one reason why people like you, Mark Cox, are upset. But there's another reason why so many people are saying to boycott it. Listen, this is actually a girl that I went to college with who posted about this on Instagram.
Coca-Cola store website. I selected Diet Coke. And then as you can see, I typed in Harris 2024 and I have personalized it. But then if I try to type in Trump 2024, I am not allowed to do it. The name is not approved.
Let me tell you what she's doing.
Wow.
Okay, Coca-Cola allows you to go to this website and you can customize a 12-ounce Coke can for $7.95. Okay, so you could type in, what do the cans say, like share a Coke with, and I could put
Mark.
Share a Coke with Mark, share a Coke with Carl, whatever you wanted to put. So all these people were going in and trying to type in, as you just heard my friend, Trump 2024, and it would not allow you to do it. But my gosh, are you surprised, Mark Cox, that it would allow you apparently to do Harris or Harris Walls 2024.
Really?
But I went.
Oh my.
So I went yesterday evening myself to this website. I didn't even know this was a thing. Would I ever pay $8 for a custom Coke can? Absolutely not.
No.
Okay, but I go to this website just to see. And they must have changed it because that video, the audio, is an Instagram video where you see her actually typing it in. So it's not like she could make up the fact that that happened.
She
didn't edit it. I mean, unless she's really techie, which I don't think that she is, she didn't edit that, okay? But by last night at 8 o'clock or something, all of a sudden it was different. Because I was not able to type in Harris or Trump.
Oh, they took Harris out instead of adding Trump. See?
I have a feeling that they changed it because of this Boycott Coca-Cola hashtag trending on Twitter. But, Mark, it goes one step beyond that. Listen to what else it was not allowing you to put on the Coca-Cola cans.
Let me see. Let's just try it out. Buddha. Love you. But you cannot even type in the word Jesus. We cannot allow this text on the can. Everything else is good, though. Even if I put, let's see, Satan.
Oh, no, bro.
Hold on. Satan loves you? You can put that. You can put Satan loves you, Allah loves you, Buddha loves you.
But yeah, not Jesus loves
but
you.
But you couldn't even type the word Jesus. He
oh
got
my God.
He
what
got
if your
like,
name is Jesus and well, you just I, want your I, name on the can?
It's funny you say that because I actually thought about that. he tried to type in J-E-S-U and it wouldn't let him. Okay, but let me just clarify this now. At 8 o'clock or so when I'm researching this story, I myself tried to type in Allah and Buddha and all these things and Jesus, and it wouldn't let me type in any of them.
It's the
Allah
same
and Buddha.
Thing.
So they must have done all kinds of changes once the story started going viral.
Remember a few months ago, maybe it was a month ago, that story went viral about Alexis?
Alexa?
Alexa, I'm sorry. You could ask Alexa to tell you, but she wouldn't talk about Trump, mm-hmm. but she would tell you she would brag about Harris.
Yep.
And I saw it on the internet. We talked about it on the show. I went home and tried it, and it was already fixed.
Listeners,
you
I remember
get the
they were,
exact same response for Harris that you got for Trump. But before they would brag about it, because we have the audio here somewhere
right.
of what a great candidate and choice Harris would be. But she's not allowed to comment on politics if you ask her about Trump.
See, and I'm a skeptic. Yeah. I'm always going to sit here and question, okay, is there any way they could have doctored this? Because there are so many creative ways that things can be altered now. So you always have to question that when you hear audio, see a picture, everything, a video these days. But I totally believe that that's a thing. I mean, you ask people a question, like, go to Google or whatever and type something in, and people act like that's an unbiased response. Like, the results you're going to get are biased. You're not going to see things that it doesn't want you to see, or if it is something that it wouldn't necessarily want you to see, it's going to be buried at the very bottom of the searches.
Yeah.
But people don't seem to log that in their brain.
Well, it's laziness, right? It's also, there's an intentionality that people just don't grasp, because it's like saying, go get me some Kool-Aid or put a Band-Aid on that. I mean, it's a name brand now. When I say, oh, you don't understand, let me Google it, right? Because you default to that. But if you go to a search engine like DuckDuckGo or one of these others, you get much different results from those searches. For example, on Google, if you're looking for a particular subject, for example, and you don't type, and you don't specifically type in the word 97.1 or Fox News or something like that in your Google search, you may have to go to the 10th or 11th page of that search before those results start to come up.
Mm-hmm.
They bury conservative media as deep down as they can, so that the first two or three pages of stuff you always get in a Google search is going to be ABC, NBC, CBS,
right.
CNN. Those were always the headlines. They do that intentionally.
Absolutely,
people
they do.
People just aren't aware of it.
Right.
They don't care, one of the two.
When I like conservative posts on social media, well, guess what? The algorithm is going to make sure that I see other posts like that. And so I think people get in their little bubble and they think that, wow, so many people, they agree with me. I'm like, no, these search engines are so sophisticated that they are able, almost in real time, to feed you the content that you want. Have you ever gone down the rabbit hole, you know, doom scrolling on Instagram, for example, and you're looking at a video like, okay, you can make fun of me if you want about this. I watched a video of like kids dressed up as like a bowl of spaghetti and a hamburger. It was so cute because I was thinking of little costumes for Easton. Yeah, I watched, okay, a couple videos on that. Well, guess what? As soon as I'd click out of one, like
five
it was like whack-a-mole, okay?
Yeah.
Five other videos would pop up. I'm like, wow, well, here's a kid dressed up as cotton candy. Well, that's pretty cute. I better go to the next one. And, you know, 10 videos later, I'm like, wow, what did I just do?
Well, think about how convenient that is for furries, though.
They do, you know, I watched this video. I actually sent it to my in-laws because there's this guy dressed up as a turtle and he's walking across the middle of a street, like, you know, like a turtle would, very slowly. And all these cars are trying to get by and they're honking at him. And it was probably a staged video, but it was so funny because these days you could identify as a turtle and you could walk across the street going very slowly. And
yeah.
Who is anybody to tell you that you are not a turtle?
That's a good point.
So I'm going to dress up as a sloth and barely crawl. And if there's a traffic jam, how dare you? I'm a sloth. Okay? This is my truth. Okay? I move very slowly. Let me be my true self. That's what I would say to them.
The sloth at the DMV. There's never been a more.
Oh, that's a good one.
What was that movie?
Zootopia.
Carl? Zootopia.
Yep.
Yeah.
People all of a sudden might not be in favor of some of these things. As soon as it inconveniences them, they might not be all about the furry movement, if you want to call it a movement.
It's very true. I have a question for you. Before today, be honest with yourself on this, and be honest with yourself if you're on Rumble and you're on the chat on there. We're still locked out of Facebook, but 15, 20 more days, we'll be back in there. Don't you worry. But if you're on Rumble this morning, you can comment on this or you can call in. Have you ever heard the name Randall Terry before right now? Unless you saw it on a social media post this morning. Had you ever heard that name before?
No.
He is stirring up a bit of controversy. And whether you know it or not, he is a candidate for president of the United States. He's actually on the ballot in more than 20 states for November. Now, here's the key to this whole thing. If you are a presidential candidate in the United States and you qualify on at least 10 ballots, you can run commercials, ads, anywhere in the country, whether you're on the ballot in that state or not. Now, he's not on the ballot in Missouri, but he is running ads here that apparently are very disturbing to some people who are snowflakes and get easily offended. Those might be people who claim to support abortion, but don't ever want to look at what it really looks like. And one of those ads is running on Channel 4. I would have to assume then it's running on Channel 2 and Channel 5.
I'd guess.
Because the FCC will not let them turn down those ads if it's a political candidate who is qualified on the ballot to run for office. They're not allowed to turn them down.
Get more at 971talk.com.